Census Failure Helps Democrats in 2022 and 2024 Elections. By Ken Klukowski on September 16, 2022. Washington, D.C., fresh research reveals that the U.S. Census Bureau in 2020 overcounted the populations in Democrat states and undercounted in Republican states, resulting in wins for the Democrat Party in congressional reapportionment and an unmerited boost in the Electoral College for the 2024 presidential election. With the 2022 elections roughly 50 days away and the Supreme Court about to take up major election cases, conservatives are crying foul and demanding answers. The Census Clause of the Constitution requires a census to count the United States population every 10 years. Those totals determine how many seats in Congress each state has, what the lines of every federal and state legislative district is in each of those states, and how many votes each state has in the Electoral College to elect the president every 4 years. An official survey shows that census workers undercounted people in Arkansas, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Texas. The same survey shows workers overcounted people in Delaware, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Utah. Every single undercounted state is a reliable Republican state in presidential elections, including Florida, which is the home state of Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. By contrast, all of the overcounted states except two, Ohio and Utah, have reliably voted for Democrats in recent elections. As a result, Florida will lack two U.S. House seats it should have gained, and Texas is deprived of one House seat, numbers that also impact how many votes those two states have in the Electoral College. If a politician from Florida decides to run for president in 2024, his, or her, home state will be short two votes in the Electoral College, wrote Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation and the American Constitutional Rights Union. And when the new session of the U.S. House of Representatives convenes in January 2023, Florida will be missing two congressional seats to which it is entitled. Von Spakovsky also noted that the 5.05% overcount in Rhode Island allowed that state to keep a congressional seat to which the Constitution does not entitle it. And the same can be said of Minnesota, which was overcounted by 3.84%. In contrast to these 2020 failures, the 2010 census had an error rate of only 0.01%. No one has explained these explosions in the failure rate for 2020, or why they benefit the Democrat Party. At the same time, major election fights are brewing in court, including two upcoming cases in the Supreme Court. During the first week of the Supreme Court's new annual term, the justices will hear Merrill v. Madigan on October 4, about whether Alabama's new district lines violate the Federal Voting Rights Act of 1965. A couple months later in Moore v. Harper, the Supreme Court will consider the meaning of the Constitution's Elections Clause, which says that in each state, the manner of holding elections for senators and representatives is to be prescribed by the legislature thereof. Challengers there say that the legislature in each state is the highest authority on those questions, while the other side argues that all this means is that legislators pass laws, but those laws are then subject to litigation in court, and that therefore each state's Supreme Court has the final word on those election issues. It's curious how errors by career federal bureaucrats help the left win elections, regardless of which political party controls the White House, said Ambassador Ken Blackwell, formerly co-chairman of the Census Monitoring Board and currently chairman of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute, AFPI. Just as this country needs new laws at the state level that make it easy to vote, but hard to cheat, new statutory safeguards must be implemented at the federal level to regain public confidence in how the census is conducted. Breitbart News senior legal contributor Ken Klukowski is a lawyer who served in the White House and Justice Department.